Let's go right to Q here. How about that? Yeah. Q Muppet.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're hearing you here now, Q. We're switching segments here. Q Muppet is coming back on our show here with an update from IraqWarHeroes.com and the work he does to honor our Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. Connie and Davida, thank you so much for coming, and we'll be in touch with you. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, Q.
It's been a while since I've talked to you.
Yeah.
And I've been keeping busy. With Memorial Day coming up, I like to remind people that every day there's a soldier out there, or an airman, or someone in the Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, giving up their lives so that you can have today, tomorrow, and the next day free. So you can live those days in freedom. And you know, I think that a lot of people take Memorial Day to just be a three-day holiday or something.
Very true.
Fun time and everything else. And you know, I think a lot of the people that are doing this, and you know, got the Memorial Day sale, got this and that. I don't know what a mattress has to do with someone giving their life for our country and us reflecting back and being grateful for that sacrifice. I realize that we're based on capitalism, but, you know, give me a break. Maybe change the ads a little bit to maybe, I don't know, at least mention some of our heroes.
Yeah.
Certainly for the conflict we've got going in Iraq and Afghanistan, I've got listed 5,592 names. And I realize that I don't have them all, you know. And when you take a look at the website, IraqWarHeroes.org, and just slowly scroll down, because you'll see that whole list of names right there on that front page, and just scroll down and then just watch it. You will hopefully get a better idea how many of this generation that is currently fighting for us, serving this country, have given so much.
Well, the sacrifice that they have made has been enormously great. You think about the stress that it's put on their families, what they've done, how the stress it's put on them mentally. You know, there was a program on PBS talking about how a lot of these soldiers, this camaraderie and this brotherhood of the soldiers, and how they feel like they belong to something, and how they are really connecting with how their sacrifice for the life that they have for the, and you know, that they're willing to try to save someone else's life over their own. It's just an amazing thing, and of course the veterans that you have highlighted on your website have given the ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah. Q, how'd you get started in this incredible activity to honor these veterans? That let's face it, there's a microphone here, and I can say, without using bad words, I can say any opinion I want, and I do not have to worry about being carried away at 3 in the morning.
You know, I got started on my Heroes Project. I got started in 2000. I did a lot to help Vietnam veterans and locate veterans from a specific Marine unit. And a lot of them, you know, when they came home, were mistreated. And it didn't matter if they walked off the plane or they, you know, came off the plane in a coffin or a sack. And that's when I had decided, when the war started in Iraq, that I wasn't going to let this happen. I'm going to do my best to remind people of our heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the war started, I started this website project listing all the men and women that have served either in Iraq or in Afghanistan and have since deceased. About a month into the war, a friend of mine that works for a funeral home asked me if I could come take pictures for a funeral for one of Oregon's first military casualties. The mom wanted somebody to take pictures, and back then I was shooting a Mavica camera, which uses floppy disk. I says, you know, I try and do my best. I grabbed 200 floppy disks, and I shot a funeral with those.
Oh, wow. That's sometime back.
When I then did the pictures, and then I put them all on a CD and presented it to the family, and I realized what that meant, because I also, it opened up my eyes, because I saw that the grieving family had no idea, well, vague idea of what was going on around them. You know, they can't remember the people, they can't remember the things that were happening. And so what I tried to do is capture everything I could possibly capture.
Wow.
And it was a couple of weeks later, I was asked to attend another service, which I did. And as of that time, every time I got a DOD notification of a KIA, I would, you know, try to establish contact with the family or the casualty assistance officer or the military and let them know, hey, I'd like to come and photograph all of this for you. It's free of charge. And sometimes if I didn't make any contact, I would show up at the memorial service. I would then find a casualty assistance officer, a pastor, a priest, or someone, and, you know, relay my message to the family to let them know that I'm here to do this. You know, it's nothing you can schedule in advance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also nothing that you think about doing. But, you know, like a lot of these young kids, they got kids that have the fake, you know, down the road, they want to see that their father or their mom got a proper military funeral, that they were honored, that there were people there, and, you know, all the surroundings. So, and since that time, I've been to about 500 funerals in the greater Northwest. I do all of Oregon, Washington. I go into Idaho, California. The furthest I have managed to get to is Minnesota. And I've also been once down in Arizona. I drove that one, Minnesota, I flew. I did the Arizona one because, you know, it was a close contact, someone I knew. And I would go all over the U.S. if I had a means to fund myself, but I don't. I work and I spend most of the money driving and on gas and stuff like that. So, and in between casualties of the current war, I often go also to a memorial service for some of our other veterans, like World War II, World War I. Those are two generations, well, that are dying off very fast. Matter of fact, World War One, most of them are gone.
And you've
World
gone.
War II, we're losing thousands a day.
Thousands a day.
USA.
And you've gone to a World War One funeral.
Yes, I have. Oh. And you know, I did not have a web page for World War One, so I created one just for World War One, and it's WorldWarOneWarHeroes.org. They got WorldWar2WarHeroes.org, KoreanWarHeroes.org, Operation Just Cause, VietnamWarHeroes.org. So, yeah, it's I you could say I see Memorial Day every couple of days almost.
Wow.
And I know the price that's being paid. And I know the pain, I know the agony that the family suffer. And, you know, all I ask for people really is, you know, you need to be grateful for the sacrifices our men and women make. And, you know, it doesn't really take that much to take off a couple of hours from day if there's a local soldier that has died and come and help honor him. And, you know, a lot of people use the excuse, well, I didn't know the guy. I says, well, look, yeah, joined and served our country to defend your freedom, and he died doing it. Now, how many friends can you say have done that for you?
Yeah,
now, if that isn't a friend, I don't know, you know, what that is.
Yeah, a lot of people thank me for a little this or a little that that I do once in a while. Maybe they're in a pinch. But it's nothing like what these guys have done.
Yeah, and, you know, talk is cheap. And I try to talk, but I also back everything up. I am out there constantly doing something. And if you go to IraqWarHeroes.org and click on a link up on top that says missions, that is a list of some of the ones that I have photographed and made public. And you can also click on a link called videos and see some of the slideshows and things that I've put together. I've got quite a few of them on YouTube now also.
Yeah.
And I chose different services to give people an idea what's going on.
Yeah, and this is not a business. You're doing this volunteer, correct?
Oh, yeah, there's, yeah, I do not charge the family anything. This is a free service. This is my way of, you know, saying thanks. Yeah, it's definitely not a business, and it's definitely a lot of work, a lot of time, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, it's a sacrifice you're making on behalf of the soldiers for their sacrifice. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and I was sitting here, I was getting really emotional hearing you talk about this because, I don't know, I mean, it's what these soldiers have gone through is a horrific thing. When you, how does the families respond to you? I mean, I imagine it's very positive and they're grateful for you honoring them as they are.
Most of the time, they respond very grateful. Sometimes I have to convince them that this is a good thing, and I have to let them know you don't have to see the pictures now. End of last year, I was in Eastern Washington again at a funeral, and a Gold Star mom. Gold Star means you're normally a parent or sibling of someone that's just given their all to our country. She came up to me and she says, I am ready for the pictures. And I did her son's funeral 2 years ago. So I got her address and, you know, got the pictures and sent those to her. The pictures I publish on the website do not include grieving family members. Those pictures are strictly for them. Once I get those to the family, they can do whatever they want to. If they want to put them out there on the web, that's fine. I don't do that because that's something else that I highly value is their privacy.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, I explain to them that, you know, especially when you have kids and stuff like that, it's something you want to look back at later. You want to see everything that's going on. You can't see anything when you're grieving, when you're just distressed. And, you know, it is often hard to approach them sometimes also because, believe it or not, there are all kinds of morons, you know, contacting the families for this, for that, for this and that, for this and that, to benefit the morons. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying that there's people trying to take advantage of these families?
That is correct.
Okay.
What kind of things are, I mean, this sounds awful.
Well, I don't know. You could take it. See, I got a love-hate relationship with the media. Like, that would be one example, you know, constantly calling and pestering and stuff. You know, I've seen them where they just can't just leave it be. They don't want to talk to you right now. They don't want this. Yeah. Well, you got people trying to sell them stuff, you know. It varies. So it makes it hard. And, of course, when I show up with my camera, I've gone through 8 of them now since the start of the war. I've worn out 8 cameras. I don't break them. I wear them out.
8
and,
cameras.
Of course, a lot of people then look at me and immediately think I'm media. But I am not. And, you know, this is, like I said, the pictures I publish don't include family unless they specifically ask me to do so for one reason or another. I've had that happen twice. But usually, you know, they don't want those pictures out there because, I mean, would you want them out there? Well, no. But the pictures I do show you as an outsider enough that you see what's going on. You don't need to be looking at the family to see what's going on.
Okay. So, yeah, the private stuff you're not showing.
Correct. It's strictly for the family.
Yeah. Q, can we take a very short break here and do a couple of announcements and come right back with you?
Sure.
Yeah, hang on there. Stephen, a couple announcements. We'll be right back. Thank you, Q.
Services and libraries. Pet-related...
We just want to make sure you're still out there.
I'm still here, Jim.
Okay. You had mentioned, and perhaps we need to touch on this again, in the Vietnam War, people blamed the soldier for whatever their political views are. We've never had a war in this country that didn't have active, hot opinion both ways, before, during, and after. And what you're saying is don't blame the soldier.
That's correct. You know, most, I can't say all, but most of the men and women that join our armed forces, join to serve our country, join to protect this country, and they will do whatever is told of them to do, and they don't join and get to choose what battles or wars. If you join the military, you go where Uncle Sam sends you.
You know,
we can't, you know, blame them. It doesn't work that way.
I was chatting with a friend from high school that on Facebook the other day, and he was a veteran in the Air Force, and he is talking about going back there to serve because, and I thought, well, I said to him, why would you go back? Because it's so dangerous. He says, because I want to help the soldiers. And he says, I don't, other people are risking their lives, and I want to protect these people. And I was just awestruck by that because I thought, you know, what an amazing amount of courage it takes for these people to go out there, to risk their lives, to save other people's lives, to help other people like that in such a dangerous situation. I'm just amazed by this. And then here you are photographing these funerals and bringing awareness to these the sacrifices these people are making. It's just, it's amazing to me.
You know, a lot of people also forget that, you know, our country and our military, I think it's been one of the most generous, going all the way to 60, going back 60-plus years. A lot of people forget, like, I got a message recently from a gal that lives in Italy. She says, I am thankful for the American soldiers for freeing our people.
Yeah.
That was 65 years ago.
Well, you think about the Marshall Plan and look at what it's done to help Germany, and then you look at what MacArthur did to help Japan, and the countries like Germany and Japan have benefited immensely. I mean, they're some of the largest economies in the world, and they've benefited from the work that the soldiers did to rebuild their country.
Yep.
On the idea of unselfishness here for the better purpose, bigger purpose, and in the end, hopefully nudging the world towards democracy. Do you know why it's called the Marshall Plan and not the Truman Plan? Truman was president then. Do you know why?
Why? Because Marshall drew it up?
No, because President Truman said, if I name it Truman, it will draw attention to my own conceit and my own ego, and we won't get the job done. Let me give it the name of George Marshall, who's a real worker here, and give him the credit for the remainder of history. That's why. It was that unselfishness.
Yes, that it is.
And I might add, he was a Democrat, and he did absolutely the right thing there. Q, couple final thoughts here. Perhaps you can come back on our show just before the 4th of July, if possible.
Yeah, that will depend on where I am. I don't make any plans because I make plans, the next thing I know, I'm on the road again.
Yeah.
Okay. My main thing is, you know, a lot of people are forgetting that we are still at war. We have a lot of men and women on the war front. And all over this world serving, we have a lot of families that are missing their loved ones, that are worried about their loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of missing flags and a lot of faded banners and a lot of faded ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would help speak so much more. That's the least someone can do to help express that we still love our country. Put out those flags. Mm-hmm. Get some new ribbons. Put them out there. And, you know, when you see a veteran or a soldier, you know, most of the veterans are easy to spot. A, if they're over 55, chances are they served in the military.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's almost a no-brainer there. Two, a lot of the older vets and even some of the newer vets, there is something that tells you that they're a vet. And then you active duty. A lot of them are real easy to spot. A lot of them wear these out. Mm. Odd colored camouflage things or uniforms.
Mm.
Walk up to them and say thank you. How hard is that? Shake their hand if you're not, you know, afraid like that one guy is.
Yeah. Just
hey, thank you. I mean, for real.
Yeah, just a simple thank you for serving.
Yeah, and you know, it is that simple, and it can mean so much. And if, you know, you can go to a website like thepatriotguard.org,
mm-hmm.
Sign up there, it's free, and you can find out if local homecomings, local funerals, and other events. You know, hey, it's nice to see people show up at the airport just to welcome home. I don't care if it's even just one soldier, because you going back to Vietnam, think about how many of them are still holding a grudge.
Mm.
Or they still remember this event. Actually, though, you know, I told one of them recently, I said, hey, why don't you come on the airport and help welcome home? We got a whole group of soldiers coming. He says, no, they never welcomed, nobody welcomed me home. I says, why pass on this hate?
Yeah, why pass it on?
Put a stop to it. Because these guys are going to remember down the road when they're old, they got their own grandkids. They say, you know what? There's a whole bunch of people out there with flags and friendly handshaking that came to welcome me home.
Yeah. Q, I want to thank you so much for being part of our show and for reminding us of the incredible cost of freedom that most other people have paid my debt. Thank you so much, Q.
Thank you, and you guys have a good night. And
okay. We'll try to hook up just before the 4th of July if we can do it.
See a vet, thank a vet.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Q Mape, IraqWarHeroes.org. I think we have a very, very fitting song coming up here. I do want to make a note here that regarding one of our longtime sponsors, the Scanner newspaper, the Scanner video.